So I'm here with Eric Huggers and Anthony Rose from the BBC, who have just announced an upgrade to the iPlayer. I think the most interesting, significant feature of which is linking out from the EPG to third-party VOD services. This is in lieu of the actual technology sharing. You're plugging into their metadata instead. How big is that, do you think?
Well, I think it's just an important feature for consumers to find the content they're interested in, and not just BBC content. And it also forms, a central pillar of the putting quality first strategy for the BBC, where specifically for BBC Online, we talked about doubling the number of click-throughs from the BBC Online websites to others. So I think it's good news for consumers. It's good news for other service providers out there, and it fits perfectly with the strategy. So I'm quite pleased with it.
So do they now need to prepare themselves for a big server hit? Are they going to get a lot more traffic, I would have thought.
It depends. For me, what's interesting is where the consumer goes. So we look at our search stats and we see a lot of people search for Coronation Street. People don't think about where the content actually comes from. So instead of saying Coronation Street doesn't exist, we can actually send it off, say it does exist, and you can go here. And for a consumer, it means you may have a single stop destination where you can find a whole lot of content. As to how many people will use it, completely unknown.
And is this something you've had to be actively engaged with them on, or is there some sort of publicly available EPG data you can get your hands on?
No, these have been discussions with through our business development team, who have been driving, the debates and making sure that the metadata spec that our team have prepared got adopted, and that we're, happy with the way they got integrated and surfaced, et cetera, et cetera. So there have been quite a lot of bilateral discussions with all the people that we have announced today.
Back on the iPlayer site, I saw on one slide there's an addition of a friends feature, but I can't see that on the beta. Is that coming?
As I said, for new users, when you go there, to keep things simple, they're just two panels. When you play a few programs, the extra panels will appear, and you'll get personal recommendations and recommendations from friends.
Oh, so can we make friends on the iPlayer site, or is or
You can connect it to your Facebook and Twitter social graphs and get those friends'
so it's
recommendations.
those graphs. You're not turning
Yes.
BBC ID into a graph.
No.
No.
Okay, and the addition of inline chat along with live and VOD TV, that's MSN right now, or Windows Live Messenger. You maybe open yourself to criticism that you're picking a Microsoft technology there, but I think you said that you're hoping to add other protocols in the future.
So I think it's a really simple story here. We looked at the most popular chat or IM platform in this particular market, and our research showed that the MSN or Windows Live Messenger platform is one of the most popular right now. And so most license fee payers are there. And since we don't have the resource to go ahead and implement all of them at the first step, we thought, let's try it first with the biggest out there, see if it works. If the ideas that the team have come up with prove to be valuable, we will open it up absolutely to other players as well. And in fact, we're already in discussions with most of the big players out there that, have a similar sort of scale and size.
Right. The BBC has a strategic relationship with Adobe for Flash and for the Air framework too.
Yeah.
So where do you stand on HTML5 and everything that's happening in web video right now?
Well, I think HTML5 is a very interesting, a very important activity that the industry is working on. We are absolutely looking at whether HTML5 is a way for us to deliver media to all sorts of different devices and platforms. And so while we haven't committed ourselves to it for live services, I can guarantee you that in the labs there's plenty of activity with it. And I actually think it's quite an important development there.
Anthony, you're now off to Project Canvas as CTO, I think.
Correct.
I mean, it's received a green light from the OFT, awaiting final approval from the trust, assuming it all gets the go ahead. What are the big technical hurdles left to accomplish?
Well, left to accomplish, that we were its starting point. We've
Right.
written the specs. We need to build the damn thing. No, seriously, I mean, it's much more complicated. It's an entire set-top box proposition, but it's an open platform, and no one's really done such a thing before. And it's very different to Google TV, for instance, which is we'll just search the web, it's a different thing. It's halfway between a standard set-top box platform and a completely open connect your computer. So there are a significant number of challenges, from hardware to openness to ingesting metadata, providing a great user experience on a set-top box or TV, which I don't think anyone's really successfully done.
And you conceived Canvas because I think you wanted to harmonize what you saw as upcoming proliferation in connected TV standards.
Yeah.
Or maybe the possibility that we may not get there at all. But you've recently seen the launch of the announcement of Google TV. Mm-hmm. Samsung's in that space with Yahoo. Intel are there. Isn't the commercial market already taking care of connected TV?
Well, they're certainly taking care of connected TV. It's questionable whether, you know, the issue that I've outlined for the last 2 years has been taken care of. I'd argue not. Right. Fragmentation is actually growing, and everyone is building this as, you know, a closed, proprietary sort of an environment with their own commercial hooks into it. And whether it is the hook of a search engine or the hook of an ad platform, whether it is, you know, an application framework or whatever, there's always an angle. And I think the angle with Canvas is very simple. It's an open industry standard where everyone can play. And I don't think that has been addressed at all yet. So, you know, Canvas still very relevant, very important, I think.
Okay, thanks.